Heavenly Father, we thank you for the rescue mission by the Lord Jesus. We thank you for the gift of salvation and redemption. We thank you for the work you did on the cross of Calvary, for the liberty and the freedom that you possess for us. Father, I worship this morning. Father, we appreciate you. We thank you, Lord God, and we pray that may we experience the power of your resurrection once and again in our midst this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus.
I will lift your name on high.
Lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praise. I'm so glad you reign in my life.
Sing that song if you know it.
I'm so glad you reign in my life. I'm so glad you came to save me. I'm so glad you came to save me. You came from heaven to earth to show the way.
Father, Lord, as you sit down on your seat, happy Easter. We bless the Lord this morning, and today I'll be speaking on freedom at last. Freedom at last. Remember when we started our 3 days program, Freshers Service, and when I was speaking on time for restoration, and we're talking about rebuilding, repairing, and restoration. And I want to continue this morning by speaking on freedom at last. Right from the time the man fell in the Garden of Eden, humanity had been in bondage. But when Jesus came, he came that may restore our position. And restoration and the freedom we now enjoy was accomplished on Calvary. Without the cross, there cannot be no conquest. And without the death of the Lord, there can be no deliverance. I want the technical to check the microphone once again. I want us to open our Bible to Matthew chapter 27, verses 51 to 54 quickly. Matthew chapter 27, verses 51 to 54. Matthew chapter 27, starting from verse 51. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in two, from the top to the bottom. And the heart did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Verse 51, the last verse. Now were the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. When Jesus was crucified on the cross of Calvary, so many things happened. The Bible makes us understand that there was earthquake. That event was accompanied with shaking. The Lord is going to bring about a shaking in your life today. I said the Lord is going to bring about a shaking that will give you joy, that will give you testimony, that will give you victory today in the mighty name of Jesus. And the Bible says that the temple, the curtain, were torn into two. Meaning Christ or God is revealed unto us. Meaning there's no partition, no separation between us and God again. And when those who saw those things, when they saw it, they have been contending whether he was actually a son of God or not. Then they said, truly, this is the Son of God. His status suddenly was elevated from the son of David. No, when blind Bartimaeus wanted to call him, he called him the son of David. Do you remember? When others will look at him in the book of Mark, they call him the carpenter, the son of carpenter. But suddenly, they now see not just the son of carpenter, not just the son of David, but the son of God. Without resurrection, there cannot be freedom. His death brought liberation, and his death and his resurrection brought victory and unleashed power unto us. If we look at what really happened, the enemy was having the key. Was the devil was having the authority. And so the moment he was crucified and he gave up the ghost, events started happening in quick succession. And what happened? He had to descend into hell. Let us look at the book of John chapter 20. Quickly. Verse 10 to 17. I want to read this to be very fast. John chapter 20, verse 10 to 17. Before we can have our freedom, the enemy needed to be dispossessed. The devil must be dispossessed before you can be free. This morning, because Jesus has arisen, the enemy and the power of the enemy, the power that is holding over your life today, the enemy will be dispossessed of that power. And you experience freedom. You experience liberty. In the mighty name of Jesus. 10 to 17 quickly. Then the disciples went away again into their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and behold and looked into the sepulchre. Verse 12. And see two angels in white sitting. The one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus was laying. And they say unto her, woman, why seekest thou? What seekest thou? She said unto them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned, I said, back and saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, woman, why seekest thou? Whom seekest thou? Sorry, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She supposed him to be the gardener. Said unto him, sir, if you have taken him away, tell me where you are laid him, that I will take him away. And Jesus turned unto her and said, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which to say, Master. Now verse 17. Jesus said unto her, touch me not. Touch me not. For I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. When Jesus was crucified on the cross of Calvary, up to that time, every human being was in bondage. Father Abraham was not free. He was not free. There was two rooms in the head, two partitions, one for the saints, one for the people of the devil. Father Abraham was in the hell. And so Jesus had to descend to hell to dispossess the devil of the key of hell. He went to the devil and said, now it is finished. Give me the key. And he got the key. He opened the key of hell. And Father Abraham arose, and everybody arose. And that's what you saw in the book of Matthew, that they said the saints that were buried, many of them arose. That was after the key was collected from the devil. That was a change of power. Today, there's going to be a change of power over your life and your life in your destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father Abraham, with all the promises he carried, with all the grace he carried, we thought the anointing carry was there in hell. So Jesus had to go down to hell to fight a battle, to fight a war, to receive the victory for you and for me. And he now came after he had fought the battle under the ground. See, there are three realms. The realm under the ground, the terrestrial realm, and the realm above the terrestrial. You cannot have freedom until you have dominion over those territories. The realm under the ground includes water. What is the percentage of the heart surface that is covered by water? Geographer will tell you 71%. Am I right? Elementary geographer will tell you 71% of the heart surface is covered by water. So that realm is part of the realm under the water, under the ground. So if you have dominion on the, I pity people who think they are succeeding. I pity people who think they are making on the terrestrial realm, and they have no dominion over the realm under the terrestrial, and they have no dominion over the realm above the terrestrial. If you conquer 29% of the terrestrial, 70% there to swallow you or drown you. But Jesus descended to the realm below the terrestrial and first of all conquered that realm. And after keeping the key in his pocket, he came and rose on Sunday morning. And that's when Mary wanted to talk. He said, no, hold on, not so fast. I conquered the realm under the terrestrial. Now I have dominion over the terrestrial. Let me go to the celestial. Let me see, put a seal of authority on this transfer of power, and I come back and release it unto you, and you'll be free at last. So he said, don't touch me. The work is not yet accomplished. There is still something to be done. The realm below the terrestrial is already under my feet. I'm standing dominion over the realm of the terrestrial. Let me go to the celestial and put the seal of authority over this power and come back and give unto you so that I can begin to exercise. And he went and ascended. Quickly, Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 to 11. Quickly, Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 to 11. Now I'm talking about freedom at last. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9. To 11, quickly, please. Wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow, of things in heaven, of things on earth, and things under the earth. That is the secret. Things in heaven, the celestial. Things on earth, the terrestrial. And things that think both on under the earth, on the earth, and in heaven. That is the, that's the beginning. That's the secret. Matthew 27, 51 to 54. And then John chapter 20, 10 to 17. Now leads us to Philippians chapter 2. Please don't take it away. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord to the glory of the Father. God is a God of process. God is methodical. God is strategic. He went through every process before Jesus can be said to have a name that's above every other name. That the name of Jesus, everything about things on earth, things under the earth, and things in heaven. Because Jesus has gone through the three realms and has taken possession. He has taken dominion. So my brother, my dear sister, you can see the battle that Jesus fought, the war that he accomplished for you and for me. And on the basis of that, he has now given us a calling. It is when he has gone through this process that he could not stand on the legal ground to give us a calling and transfer it. And this leads me to Ephesians chapter 1, where we are going to end this message and then before we go to prayer. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18 to 22, quickly. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18 to 22. And said, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. What the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Hold on for a minute. Hold on a minute. Go back there. That your eyes of understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. Do you know the hope that's embedded in the calling of the Lord? When Jesus is saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Do you understand what he's saying? He's saying, look, all these things that can impede you, that can endanger you, that can subdue you, whatever realm they operate, I am in charge. I am in charge. So come unto me. Surrender your will to my will. I have a better deal for you. I have a better promise for you. Do you realize that hope that attached to his calling? Said that, your eye of understanding be enlightened, but know the hope of his calling. And that which and the riches and what riches of the glory of the inheritance in the saints. The inheritance we have in the Lord is better than anything we can have. I remember when I was a young Christian, there was a song we used to sing in Yoruba. I don't know whether many of us, whether we see some of you know it. Moyi Jesu logo. Moyi Jesu logo. Ipe tope mi ipe ola ni moyi Jesu logo. Moyi Jesu logo. Moyi Jesu logo. Ipe tope mi ipe ola ni moyi Jesu logo. The hope of his calling. That hope is to tell you that look, when everything is gone, there's something that remains. When everything is done, there's something that is standing. When everything is crushed, there's something that is solid. And that is Christ, the rock. The hope of his calling, verse 10, verse 19, quickly. Please, don't take it away yet. Don't take it away. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power? Exceeding greatness of his power towards all who believe according to the working of his mighty power. That power is too great. Power under the ground. Power on the ground. Power on the earth. Where again do you want to go for power? Where again do you want to go for rescue? Where again do you want to go for hiding place? This power towards is exceeding. And that's the power I want us to tap into this morning. As we are going to prayer shortly, that is the power I want us to tap into. The exceeding great power towards us. And so talking about mighty power. Now go to the next verse, verse 20. Please. And now go to verse 21 now. Verse 21. Let's go back to verse 20. Sorry. Go back to verse 20. Which is he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. This power we are talking about was brought when he raised him. He came with the resurrection. And see him at his own and sit at him at his own right hand in heavenly places. So that what Jesus was telling to Mary, let me go and occupy my seat at the right hand of the Father. Don't touch me yet. There is a vacancy there to be filled. Until that vacancy is filled, I cannot transfer the fullness of power. I cannot exert the fullness of authority. Christ is now seated at the right hand of the Father after he has fought the battle, going through the process. And verse 21. Say, far above all principality. That's tell you, his power is far above principality. I pity people who look for small gods, who go to some other places. Bible says this power is far above principalities. I think I've told you this before. I've met a man before who told me that he was a disciple of one man. He said he was a disciple of D. Lawrence, L.W. D. Lawrence. How many of you heard that story of before? How many of you have read or heard about L.W. D. Lawrence? I met one of the disciples. And fortunately or unfortunately, that disciple was able to be one of my roommates when I was in the university. And we confronted each other. And he told me that I was a disciple of A.W. D. Lawrence. Who was A.W. D. Lawrence? He was a man who said he was going to do what Joker did. That Joker died, he rose, that he too will die and will rise on the third day. Say Lazarus rose on the fourth day, not on the third day. But he said he was going to die and rise again the third day. And true to his word, he died. And when he died on the third day, just like Mary went to the sepulchre of Jesus, the disciple W. D. Lawrence, you can go and read the story. Google it. W. D. Lawrence. They went to his tomb and they were chanting incantation that D. Lawrence should come to life again so that he will accomplish what Jesus did. And true to it, the tomb of D. Lawrence was vibrating. As they were chanting the incantation, it was vibrating. It was shaking, mimicking the earthquake. And suddenly the body of Edward came out of the grave, suspended in the air. But from nowhere, thunder came wherever and struck it and turned to ashes. To say that nobody who had the kind of power that Jesus had. And I said, go back to verse 20, where again? said far above, please go back to that verse, far above principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. The name of Jesus. That's how he got the power. That's how he got the potency. That's how he got his name. And that is how he brought freedom unto us. He liberated Father Abraham. He liberated humanity. And he has come afterward to transfer the power unto us. If you go and read, I didn't want to take our time. Go and read the book of John, chapter 20, verse 22. Either 21 to 22. After he had come by, you know, he told Mary before not to touch him. He came back. Bible said, now breathe unto them. Say, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Maybe you can project it for them. John 20, verse, either 21, 22. I think 22. Let's start from 21. John 20. Can you please, let's see. John 20, verse 21 and 22. Quickly, please. Book of John. Then Jesus said unto them again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so I sent you. Now verse 22. Verse 22. And when he has said this, he breathed unto them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. After he has received the fullness of the authority, he now gave back and released it unto us through the disciples. My brother and my sister, Bible says we have a name that's above every other name. That the name of Jesus Christ, every name must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord. So anything that is boasting, that is tormenting you, is an impostor. Anything that's harassing you is an impostor. Any force, any power that is running and putting you to fear is an impostor. And today we are going to call upon that name of Jesus. We are going to tap into that power of resurrection. We are going to tap into that grace of the Lord. We are going to appropriate that freedom he has given to us. And whatever you are seeing today, the power of resurrection will touch you and meet you at the point of your needs. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Bible says, he has highly exalted him. Highly, not only exaltation, highly exalted him and give him a name that's above every name. Is it sickness? Is it cancer? Is it pneumonia? Is it pain? Is it arthritis? Is it cancer? Is it tumor? He has given a name above every name. Name that thing and tell it. The name of Jesus is above this. It's above cancer. It's above tumor. It's above pain. It's above headache. It's above migraine. It's above any kind of infirmities. It's above even bad dreams. It's above masturbation. It's above any kind of attitude that's holding you down. It's about any form of oppression. The name of Jesus. Can you stand on your feet? Is greater and higher than all names. It is not an ordinary name. It's a name that's full of power and praise. The name of sickness is bow. Sickness is bow. Demons tremble at the sound of the name of him. It is not an ordinary name. It's a name that's full of power. Baraka skaba baraka. Listen to me. I don't want us to spend so much time this morning because I want to be very time conscious. But I want to challenge you this morning to challenge your situation in the name of the Lord. And the power of salvation will work in your life, even where you are standing. I want to challenge you now to challenge your situation with the name of Jesus. Mention that thing. Mention that thing. Because the name of Jesus is above every name. I want you to tap into the grace of the moment. I give you maybe 2 minutes now to speak and address your situation in the name of Jesus Christ. Address whatever you are passing in the name of Jesus. Is it failure? Academic failure? Marital failure? Any form of failure? Is it sickness? It's amen. I want to challenge you this morning. Challenge that thing in the name of the Lord. Any spirit controlling that thing must operate in one of the three realms: under the ground, on the ground, or above the ground. There's no other place above these three realms. Every controlling force that is holding you, holding your destiny, holding your life, holding your business, holding your career, holding your future, holding your spouse, holding your home, holding anything contrary to your peace and to the freedom and liberty you are supposed to have, challenge it now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Because he has given a name above every other name, that the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord. Mansaika. Bausaka papa, rainda kaska pa, rainda kuska, ma ansheke po, rainda kuska pa ilaba, jeruman sandalaba, rainda kura baskada, leke sepo po, rokoko sopo liba, randa kuske po, rengege sepo, rainda kashiba, reende kuska ba, lehen subalaga shambalaga, emama sandalaba, rehen kuska ibalaba, rinsa kapashinda liga. In the mighty name of Jesus. One more prayer before I run on the prayer. We want to thank God this morning. I want to explain the power of resurrection. So let me tell you something. This power is not theoretical. It is practical. I want to thank God now. I want to challenge God. If you're a child of God, that now, and I'm telling you by the grace of the Lord, you will experience it. That now I want to explain your power in this particular area. This particular area. Mention the area. Mention the department of your life where you want to experience the power of resurrection. Then I will pray for you. Mansakapa, rekaskupapa, jarimaska ida, raando saikapa, raansokopo, reegesepo, raandakoski, rangagagasidalaba, raindakuski. Rehendo kaba, raide hegeriaba, jaribaba skampalua, ragagaga sapapa, maanga subalaga shindaliga, baka sabaliga, baka sapa, masimba bakadaba, rengo sopoliba, raanda sibaka shindaliga, eremoskopo shandalaba, reka saibaleka shindaliga, raanda kuskepo, raanda kaskiba, inde sepo shandalaba, raanda kasibaliga, imasundoligo. In the mighty name of Jesus. There are two sets of people I want to pray for now. I want to round up, but God asked me to pray this specific prayer. The first set of people, you are having any kind of sickness or ailment. I want to ask you to come out. Just lift your hand anywhere you are. I'm going to pray for you. And the power of the Spirit will descend upon your life in the mighty name of Jesus. You have any form of sickness? You know anybody who is sick anywhere you want to, can stand the guard for that person. You have a relative, somebody who is sick, just lift your hand, right hand unto the Lord. Mahanga igai shai kapai laguraba. Raiga subaka shiba. Raandu kai shikapa. Ragaga supai kashiba. Raanda kuri mama. Raandu kai shakapa. Raida kuskaba. Raanda kukaka siba liga. Raiga gugaga sapa liga. Raunda kaskapa. Raanga gugaga skamba liga. Raandu koskuba skaila. Rihise kepo. Raanda kuskepo laba. Father, I pray for these ones, whatever be the form of sickness in their body or in the body of the person they are standing guard for, Father, send the power of healing into their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the spirit that raised Christ from the dead quicken their mortal bodies in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree healing. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus. Now, second one, everybody close your eyes. Please, close your eyes. You have constantly been having sex in the dream. It's what happened in the last 1 week. Just lift your right hand where you are, while all eyes are closed, and I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you. You have been having sex in your dream. Yes, lift it. Everybody close your eyes. Yes, lift it. There's nothing to be ashamed about. God wants to deliver you. Yes, God bless you. God bless you. Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Every seductive spirit that has been working in the life of your children and making them to have intercourse in the dream, Lord, I rebuke that spirit today in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for liberty. I pray for freedom. I pray for liberty. I pray for freedom. I pray for liberty. I pray for freedom in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, thank you, Lord God. Release them in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, everybody, wave your hands to the Lord. I just want to pray. General prayer now. Close the prayer. Mansa katalaba. Ragaga shimpaliga. Anything, anywhere you release freedom. Freedom, 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 freedom. Any area you request victory, victory. Just begin to declare victory. Begin to say, I have victory over. Mention that thing that now I have victory over this, over that. Whatever is the thing, begin to declare your victory. Confess your mouth and walk around. 1 minute, and I'm going to pray. Manska papa, confirm your victory. Confess it. Confess it. Confess it. Mashka papa. Raandakuskepo. Ragashibaba. Raandakuske. Reekeskepo. Raandakuskepo. Raindakuskapa. Raandukuskepo. Reisaikapa. Yaigaskupalaga. Raandakuskepo. Reisekeposha. Raidakaskamba. Reisaikapusha. Raidakaskaba. Raandakuskepo. Reindakaska. Reendokoskobo. Imasandalaba. Brakakasapala. Brakakasapa. Brokosepo. In the mighty name of Jesus, we got the victory. Hallelujah.
Amen. We got the victory. Hallelujah. We got the victory. Hallelujah. Amen. We've got the victory. Hallelujah. Will knees just bow, every tongue confess, He is Lord. He is Lord. Every knee must bow, every tongue confess, He is Lord, He is Lord. We got the victory, hallelujah, amen. We got the victory, hallelujah.
Oh yes,
we got the victory, hallelujah, amen. We got the victory, hallelujah. Every knee must bow, every tongue confess, He is Lord, He is Lord. Every knee.
total victory, liberty, freedom unto your people this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, no more oppression. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.